Time now for the CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together 132 teams in the 10 Junior A leagues involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. This week's guest is one of the longest tenured commissioners in the country. Join us now is the commissioner of the Manitoba Junior Hockey League, Kim Davis. Kim, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Gino, good morning. It's great to be with you. Thanks again.
And big news, after 18 seasons as commissioners of the MJHL, you're going to be stepping down at the end of the season after the Centennial Cup. How are you feeling about that? Is that bittersweet?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, I'm excited to be having this part of my life come to a conclusion. And, if I actually take time and think back on the 18 years and what's happened and who I've met, the things we've done, the accomplishments we've made, it's quite gratifying. But I'm going to miss certain parts of it as well. So a little bit of mixed emotions for sure.
Over 6,000 MJHL regular season games, over 700 playoff games, over 200 regional and national championship games have been played under your leadership. When you look back, are there certain moments or conversations that are going to stand out that you'll carry with you?
I don't know so much about that, but it's more of, my recollections are more of an attitude, just of an attitude of how the, particularly the on-ice component, because it is such a major focus of the work we do, the attitude of the players that I see, daily and then year over year, and then in particular in the playoff times, which are the most important games of the year, just the overall attitude of the players and how they compete, certainly within our league, but then even beyond when we get into regional championships, typically against Saskatchewan and into the national championships games whenever we've participated. I just love the attitude that I see on the ice from the players in my league. I mean, it's real heartwarming, and it just in a lot of respects brings me back to the days when I played, and just that fire that I see.
You mentioned in your playing days, and I want to talk to you about that, because one of the big things about the CJHL and the CHL and junior hockey in this country is allowing guys to play the game as long as they want and then move on to education and getting scholarships and getting an opportunity to continue. You played 36 games in the NHL with the Pittsburgh Penguins and Toronto Maple Leafs after a five-year pro career in the A, the I, and then the NHL. You went back and got your Bachelor of Commerce degree at the University of Manitoba. What was that transition like for you, and how much have you been able to share that story with other kids coming through the system?
I like to share it because it's something I'm quite proud of, and when I get an opportunity, I do so, and I have done throughout my entire time here as the commissioner. My recollection of that time in my life was it was quite a difficult transition, because up to that point I was roughly 25, I think, and all I ever wanted to do was to play hockey and play in the National Hockey League, and so to give that up was not an easy decision. I went through a lot of internal turmoil, just trying to sort of reconcile that with my dreams, and when I finally sort of came to a conclusion. I remember very clearly, what I said to myself, and this is exactly what I said to myself, was, look, you worked as hard as you could to be an NHL hockey player. Now you're going to work as hard as you can to be successful in education. And that's the attitude I took to it. And, I worked hard at it. I hadn't been in school for like 8-9 years, so it was a big transition. But I did it, and I worked hard, and I believed that I could do it, and I worked hard at it. And, I mean, it's just sometimes as simple as that.
And those are conversations you have to have with the kids, but also with the parents, because sometimes the parents are hanging on to that dream as tightly as the kids are. What are those conversations like with the parents when you're trying to help somebody make that transition?
They're a challenge for sure. And, I think the key thing, though, is you have to portray or the attitude you have to have is that you support the person, in this case, a young hockey player who might be on the cusp of a change in his direction. It's really just about love and support. And, sometimes that's all people need. Like, I have two daughters, and, I think dads are sort of naturally try to solve problems for them. What I've learned about, you know, raising my kids, and they're both, you know, well into their adulthood now, is you don't have to solve their problems. You just have to support them, tell them you love them, tell them you care for them. And I think it's the same thing with these types of things that you're suggesting, you know, with players that might be on a change, you know, on the cusp of a change. You just have to show that you support, tell them they can be successful, encourage them, and hopefully they take to that. And because most people are very, very capable. Almost all of us are very capable of doing what we want to do. We just need to be supported in doing so.
In conversation with Kim Davis, the commissioner of the MJHL. And on your way out, Kim, you got a big event coming up. The Centennial Cup this year is going to be hosted by Portage La Prairie in Manitoba. Tell me about how that's going, and what a great way for you to go out with the national title being decided in your province.
Yeah, you know, I'm really excited about that. And, you know, this will be the second time that Portage has hosted it in the last 5 years. They did it in 2015. So, you know, the group they have is very much similar to what they had before. So, you know, the various steering committee meetings that we've had over the course of the last 6 months and now leading up into the May period they're right on course for what they're trying to achieve. So I'm very confident they're going to do a great job there of hosting all the other teams that come, visiting fans, et cetera, and media, of course, and TV with TSN, at the conclusion. So I'm really excited about it. It's going to be a great event again, and looking forward to seeing the players compete on the ice, for sure.
Well, it's been a great run for you, Kim. 18 seasons as commissioner of the Manitoba Junior Hockey League. It's been a great run. Thank you on behalf of all the people you supported through the years. We appreciate all you've given to us, and enjoy the stretch drive.
Yeah, super. You know, it's great to chat with you again, and thanks again for all your support, too, over the years.
A real pleasure. That was Manitoba Junior Hockey League Commissioner Kim Davis, and that wraps up this week's CJHL Report, the Canadian Junior Hockey League. Your future is here.